NASA astronaut Peggy Whitson will spend the week familiarizing herself with the International Space Station before taking the helm from its current commander, Russian Fyodor Yuchikin, in a ceremony on Friday. But the space station is already somewhat familiar to Whitson, who served as flight engineer for 6 months in 2002. Whitson will oversee the expansion of the space station with the installation of 3 new modules. The modules will increase the amount of interior space by nearly 40%, allowing for a total of 6 astronauts to live and conduct experiments aboard the orbiting laboratory. Currently, there's only enough space for 3 crew members on the station.
I'm looking forward, though, to getting additional modules because the stowage has become a little bit cramped than it was before, so hopefully we'll have a little bit more room to spread out and put things away a little better after we get some new modules up here.
Accompanying Whitson to the space station to relieve Yuchikin and flight engineer Oleg Kotov is Russian cosmonaut Yuri Melichenko. Astronaut Clayton Anderson will remain on the space station. A spaceflight participant from Malaysia, Sheikh Muzaffar Shukur, also made the trip to the space station in the Russian Soyuz spacecraft and will return with the departing crew in about 9 days. Shukur was asked about his first reaction to outer space.
My heart stopped beating and my eyes stopped blinking. I was just staring at it the whole time. So it was such an amazing feeling to see and feel how close I am to God.
Later this month, the space shuttle Discovery is to dock at the space station. The shuttle is being commanded by astronaut Pam Milroy, and it will mark the first time that women are at the helm of both spacecraft at the same time. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.